This is exactly right.
Adulting is hard, but it doesn't have to be impossible. If you want to hear more about ways you can actually live your best life, check out How to Be a Better Human.
Each week, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways you can improve your life.
This season on How to Be a Better Human, learn how thinking about death can actually make your life happier, why it's never too late to make a change, and more.
Find How to Be a Better Human wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever gotten kicked in the groin?
Of course.
Why do you say of course?
Karate Kid was a very popular movie, and people were going around kicking each other in the nuts in the 80s.
Oh, for fun?
If you were mad at somebody, that's what you did.
God. Ow. Hey, everybody, I'm a Shovel Toe.
I'm Jordan Carlos. Welcome to Adulting from WNYC Studios. You made it.
This episode truly is amazing. We have Jabuki Young White, who could be my son.
Yeah, could be. Wow, cliffhangers. We find out on this show if he is or isn't.
Ooh, speaking of mother.
Yes, a mother for you. Samantha Bee.
Oh, icon. Samantha Bee, so good.
So good, so funny, so poised, amazing. Does it basically all. Mogul,
yes.
Mother,
yes.
Icon.
That.
Ugh, Canadian.
I mean.
Her hair looked amazing.
She definitely uses like expensive serums.
Oh, yeah.
She good.
I get so intimidated looking at those things. Serums.
The women? Oh. I was like, women are not things, but cool.
So
anyways,
now
you guys
cleared that up.
Yes. You guys stay tuned and listen to this episode while we get our shit together. This is exciting. I see black people on Gowanus.
Yeah.
And they not working at Freak's Mill?
Freak's Mill? What's... Oh, the restaurant?
Yes, bitch.
Oh, okay.
This is exciting. So it is August, and I just celebrated my birthday.
Congratulations.
Leo titties. Leo titties.
It's Leo season right now? It's Leo season? Yep. I know that.
And I had a very good birthday. Thank you for asking.
Yep. I didn't get to come to your birthday. I wanted to come.
What happened was I rented a house up in Woodstock, Connecticut. It was supposed to be Woodstock, New York, but I was like
Come saw. Good enough.
Whoops.
Not bad. Take it. We'll take it.
And I was trying to accommodate like a bunch of friends and their kids. And so I was like, I need a lot of rooms because I don't fuck around. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like if I'm inviting everybody to a dinner party, I'm going to have enough food and liquor for everybody. You need to bring something just so we can be friends, stay friends. But just so you know, I will have enough. Speaking of which, can I just like my pet peeve real quick? When people come to my house and I've laid out the dinner, but then this bitch want to go in my fruit bowl and get an expensive fruit that's for me.
I've apologized
that
for that.
That kiwi is not for you, bitch. It was not on the menu. I hate when people, you give them food and they're like, what else do you have?
They go for the kiwi?
Like we're
you're like,
roommates.
Get your fucking hands off.
Oh my God.
The
when
kiwi.
People just open my fridge without asking me, you need to unfollow.
No.
Anyways.
I don't think so.
Don't do that shit.
But you did have a lovely birthday party, which I sent my wife to and my kids. I could not...
He's supposed to come with his wife and kids, but he's like, I got work. And I was like, you need it. Go get it.
Yeah.
And anyways, it was my first trip out with the babies and the twins. And I was like, how am I going to do it? It's a lot. But what's so great is going away with friends that have kids. It's like a coven. Everybody takes care of you. And your wife was so helpful.
That's right.
She was amazing.
That's right. Picked a good one, motherfuckers. That's right.
She was even his kids were like so respectful. I was right. Like, damn, you could tell your dad is from the South. How old is Malcolm?
Malcolm's 2.5.
Two and a half, call me ma'am and shit.
That's weird. It is weird. It is a little weird. My daughter does say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. In New York City, which is really like, this child is from the past. You know what I mean? Like, it's a wormhole the child through.
He had a diaper on and a top hat. I'm like, is it New Year's?
They're well trained.
No, you did that.
I did it. But it took you a long time to get to your party, no? That's what you told me.
Oh, my God, yeah. So what happened was, you know, it was supposed to be 3.5-hour drive. You leave New York on a Friday, it turns into 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
So this was, like, my first road trip with babies. So I was in the back just, like, doing head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Like, doing the whole fuck. I was, like, tap dancing. I was, like, nobody sending me to the live round. Here we go. Like, doing all the things. And then I get lost because it was one of those places where it was Connecticut on this side of the road and Massachusetts on the other side. So I was like, what the fuck is this? And so I call my friends that already got there and left after us. I was like, you did? Like, we eating pizza and drinking rosé. I'm like, bitch. And so I'm like, the address isn't computing. They're like, did you put in the Massachusetts address? And then my heart went in my stomach and then I shit it. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. And my husband, who was so cute and cool and calm, collected, oh my God, he turned into like Bruce Willis at the end of every movie. He's like, what? And I was like, oh, no. The red wire or the blue wire? And so we put in the address, Massachusetts, after 5.5 hours. Oh, ass clenched.
Oh.
Right eye with a heartbeat. I think I have like gout or some sort of vein. I need a compression sock for this thigh. I'm like, we gotta get out. It turned out it was 6 minutes away, and I was like, thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
I was like, yes, Lord! Yes! Then I get to this place. It's a plantation. I'm like, no, Lord! No!
What are you,
I just thought it had 8 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms. It was a plantation.
Back up.
They definitely tried to book this place for Get Out by Jordan Peele. I was like, go. Every room was so haunted.
Yeah.
People would wake up in the morning. My friend's husband was like, I was going to go use the bathroom, but I saw the ghost. I'm like, you saw the what? Like, there was a ghost everybody saw. There was a 1920s stroller on a shelf in the room with my babies. I was just like... It was insane.
Did you not see the pictures on Airbnb? Because I did.
I just saw how many bathrooms it had. I said, this is good. We got up there. There was a tombstone in the front yard.
No. Are you serious? What?
I was like, my husband
pizza?
Was like,
what are you
my
talking
husband
about?
Was like, did you see the tombstone? I was like, stop fucking with me. I'm not going to suck your dick if you keep fucking with me like this. No birthday sex.
Oh my God.
And he was like, there's a tombstone. I'm not messing with you. I was like, nobody got touched that dick if you keep talking about this tombstone.
Who was it?
Then I went out in the morning and it was a tombstone.
Oh no.
Anyways,
absolutely.
I left a great review. We had a good time. We did Get Out by Jordan Peele. Thank you so much. Nobody cut my brain open. Hey! Guest out.
Let's get him out.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh my gosh.
Very exciting stuff.
You might
he's
know
a senior
that.
Youth correspondent on The Daily Show, and he's here for us right now. Please give it up for Jabuki!
Yay!
Have a seat.
What?
Oh my God.
Up? How's
congratulations.
It going?
Congratulations on those pants. Those are amazing.
Oh my God.
Pants.
Thank you.
Fire.
Fire. Really hard.
Fire. More fire. Fire.
Cropped
more fire.
Myself. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. We have
had
all the
show
ankle
the
print
ankles,
on.
You know,
yes.
It's summertime. Ankles
anklage.
Out.
Anklage. You and I are both built like drumstick emojis, like meaty on top, nubs on the bottom.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And we have the same birthday.
We do. And yeah. we're both Jamaican. This is my mom, everyone.
Yes. This is my aborted fetus, everybody. It's as old as my aborted fetus, so I feel a
out.
Connection like
I
no
made
other.
It out.
Yes.
I was crawling out the clinic.
You were. Like, you were army crawling, and you're like, I'm
determined.
Here. And I'm like, how could I not?
And I found you.
And we found each other.
We found each other.
Oh, my God.
Nothing to add.
So I did not know that you dropped out of college.
Yeah.
You
I
dropped out.
Yeah. I dropped out with like 3 classes left.
All these Oberlin grads are like, what the fuck?
How dare you, sir?
What What made you do that?
So I was in school, and I the way that I thought of college, I was like, this is like fun. I had a bunch of AP credits, not to brag, when I got.
You did it.
When I got into college, so I was like a little bit ahead. So I was like, oh, I'm good. I could like take like a beat making class if I wanted to.
Oh, wow.
I could drop this class if I want to. I dropped so many classes and took so many classes that weren't in my major that by the time I got to senior year, they were like, yeah, you still have like a full quarter left and your scholarships ran out. So you're going to have to pay out of pocket. It's going to be $20,000 to finish out of pocket. And I was like, I'm good. I think I get it. Like, yeah. I've been here 4 years. So on my resume, it still says DePaul University 2012 to 2016, which is not a lie.
Yes.
That is how long I was there. I don't say that I finished, but I was there 4 years. I was there 4 years.
You didn't miss much. It's a piece of paper that you probably can't find a degree.
Exactly.
Also, like, you know, the graduation things are very hot. When you get to, like, it feels
but like I a very long... I love graduation ceremonies. You roll the dice. You never know who you're going to get as the speaker. Like, it's like Obama shows up. He's like, hey, how you doing? And you're like, oh, my God, it's Obama. You know what I mean? Like, wait, okay, so you said your parents are Jamaican.
Yes.
What do they think of you dropping out of school?
What do they think of you being gay?
Oh, well, those are two different things. And with both of them, I didn't tell them until I absolutely had to.
But they knew.
But my mom kind of knew. My dad, I don't think, really had a concept of it because my voice would just drop like 8 octaves anytime I talked to him. A concerned laugh with that one. My mom definitely knew. My mom found out because she opened a Skype conversation that I had when I was 17 with my boyfriend. And she read the whole thing, which honestly... Why did she do that to herself? Even if I was straight, I wouldn't want to read my like child's horny ramblings to their teenage lover. And we were like so virginal, like let's touch dicks. Like we didn't know what the fuck we were talking about.
I love a good sword fight. Here for it. It's the only fight I'm into.
Oh my God.
And so she was like, I saw this.
Yeah. And then she like pulled up on me and was like, who's Jonah? And I was like, I don't know. And like, we just sort of talked about it, but she was just like, don't have sex. And I was like, sure, fine, whatever. And we just like didn't talk about it until I came out when I did late night. And I didn't even really like come out. I just like did gay jokes and they were like, oh, well, there it is.
That's right. You came out to an audience of millions of people, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's like me when I had sex for the first time, I orgasmed. I was like, just do it.
Holy shit.
And yo, so, but what's dating like in New York City?
In New York City,
Summertime.
Summertime, the living's easy.
You were stirring the fuck out of that drink. Holy shit. I think I have my answer. Okay. Cool, man. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, 25, you're successful. You're on TV, a very popular show, The Daily Show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does it upgrade the person you get to? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm dating people that are like so hot that they believe the world is a good place and shit like that, you know? Like,
are you serious?
Yes, yeah.
They
think people are fundamentally good and shit like that. Like, those are the kind of people that I'm talking to now.
Oh my God!
Yes.
Oh my God! Well, how do you find yourself? How do you stay grounded?
I am still friends with everyone that I knew in college when I was like broke and begging them to sleep on their floor for a little bit. Yeah. So they'll be like so quick to be like, "Bitch, you ain't shit." Like. You think you cute. I remember when you were sweating out my couch in the middle of summer because I didn't have an air conditioner in my living room. So like, I think they sort of keep me grounded a little bit.
Well, yeah. Fuck. I mean, are you paying rent by yourself? You got roommates?
I live by myself.
Shit! What? You hacked New York, motherfucker. 25 and you're the only one using that toilet? Good for you, honey. That is wild.
That's amazing.
That's your movie. dropped out of school, got his own New York City toilet. It feels like you have it together. What's something that you're like wanting to work on her?
I've never been good at organizational shit ever. Like, I do not have my shit together in that regard whatsoever.
I think you do or you don't.
Yeah, it's like at this point I'm just accepting, like, that's not meant for me. That's not my calling.
Yes.
Like, and that's okay.
You mean like mail or like folded clothes?
I just did my taxes. Like, now just did
did
my
you ta- get the, you got an extension though.
Well, the IRS is right back there. They're like waiting for me.
Yes, to get off stage. The show.
They're like, how much are you getting paid for this? But no, I've never been. All throughout middle school, my teachers had to like check off on my assignment notebook because I would never use that shit. That shit was like pointless. I was like, if I remember it, I remember it. If I forget it, it wasn't important.
What's the most adult thing you want to do for yourself this year? Which you just paid your taxes, but...
I want to travel alone. I am going to go... Thank you.
You should do that. Where do you want to go?
I'm going to London.
Oh,
first.
That's good.
Yeah. I've always wanted... I used to be, like, such an Anglophile when I was, like...
What?
When I was, like, 12. Like, no, because, like,
no,
Adele's blowing up, Amy Winehouse is blowing up, the Arctic Monkeys are blowing up, and
yes.
I was just, like, so in my feelings, just, like, going through all the heartbreaks that I'd never experienced.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Blake Brixton!
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was like, one day I'll find a Blake, and it'll be so toxic, but I'll love it. Like,
you know, Amy Winehouse passed away the day before our birthday.
Wait, I remember that because I was at camp. Yeah.
You were in camp?
I was at...
Oh my God. He was at camp, Michelle. His mom picked him up from camp, Michelle. I had an apartment with a roof deck and this fucking kid.
I went to go see Stevie Wonder with my husband. And that was 30 pounds ago. Jabuki, what
Jabuki.
Thanks.
Welcome back to Adulting!
I tried to do the stank leg backstage before the show and I got a foot cramp. Hashtag this is 42. What's the question?
What's the appropriate way to tell your friends you're engaged?
Ooh, if you don't want to tell people you're engaged, I was engaged in college. I didn't tell anybody for almost 2 years.
You didn't tell me until right now.
I know. I mean, I didn't tell my friends that I was friends with back then. Well, the thing is that he proposed to me after a fight to get me back. So it wasn't like the season finale Bachelor fucking, you know, hot tub, rose, sequence, wet kiss situation.
Windmill thing.
Yeah, it was just I promise I won't talk to her anymore. Here's a ring.
Oh my.
Yeah, so I was embarrassed about it and didn't tell anybody. And then we ended up breaking up and I gave him the ring back. I know, but I don't need those things from people I don't like. You know, if I'm supposed to have it, it'll come back. Which is your favorite form of adult pajamas? The romper, kimono, the soft pant? Ooh, all of them. All of them. I don't like silky shorts because I feel like, how did Rosie Perez do that and fucking do the right thing? All you do is get like a smelly wedgie. I don't understand. Silk makes it smell a lot. I don't know.
What about you, Don? What you like?
I'm more of a soft pant type of guy, personally.
You know what I do? I just melt out of my fucking clothes and jump into bed. Anybody else? Thank you.
Yeah, my husband is like t-shirt dick.
The Porky Pig? The Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah. The Winnie
Why
the Pooh.
Why do you have a t-shirt on?
I'll tell you
Winnie
what. He's always dropping shit and bending over. It's like an episode of Naked and Afraid in my bedroom. I'm like, okay. As an adult, is tired the new norm?
Yes. Wow, yeah. That's it. If you're energetic, go fuck yourself. Fuck yourself.
What is the follow-up question?
Oh, and waking up at 6 a.m. is fucking tough.
Are you in the Army? Why are you waking up at 6 a.m.? Are you working at Dunkin' Donuts? Why are you waking up at... Why you... Who's waking up at 6 a.m.? Just
teachers. Where are my teachers at? You're having a crazy fucking summer, aren't you, teachers? Beware of New York City teachers in the summer. They are like caged animals let out.
This is true. It's very true.
So scary. We've all watched Half Nelson. Relax. All right.
Oh, my God. I love it so much. Let's get to our next guest.
Let's do it.
She is a trailblazer. She is a boss-ass bitch. And she's here tonight. Please help us welcome
Samantha Bee! We did it. Oh, my God. You're right there. Thank you. Thank you for doing the show.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Hi, everyone.
Guys, Sam B is here.
Oh, no.
Sam B is here.
Aren't you delightful?
It's going to be okay.
You're delightful.
Oh, okay. So many questions.
Oh,
right?
God.
I am not okay. Worthy. Hi. How do you find time to do it all?
I half-ass everything.
No.
Everything
really?
Is half... Yeah, no, you don't have to do anything super well. You do, like, things 75% of the way there. Okay. No, okay. I don't do it all. It's about having an incredible team behind right. you that yeah. makes you look good. Okay. It's about doing all that you can. Like, if I feel like I try to do everything the best that I can, but I don't expect perfection ever. Yeah. To me, it's more about, like, effort and giving it everything that you can possibly give, mm-hmm. but not ever expecting yourself to be flawless. You can't be. It's impossible.
Do you expect that from your kids as well?
I expect them to, like, be the best version of themselves. I don't, yeah. like, okay. I don't put expectations of perfection on them at all. No, and they achieve that every day. They do not, they are not perfect.
You have three kids, right?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
how do you spend time with three people?
I know. You know what? They're such nice people. I love them. They're good people. They're really fun. They're fun. They become really fun people. And then you want to hang out with them. And I feel like the one thing that I'm actually very good at doing is bifurcating my brain. So, like, when I'm at work, I'm truly at work. And then when I'm done with work, I am so fucking done with it. Like, it's not even, and I'm just, like, on my children.
Oh,
and then,
my goodness.
So there's no, like.
So I am changing
a diaper while I'm answering an email.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, yeah, but that's, like, different. That's baby stuff.
Sometimes I read my emails in a sing-songy voice.
Of course.
Yes, I will be available the 19th.
I know. Yeah.
So I'm, like, entertaining them while getting shit done.
Totally.
Do they come to the office a lot to set?
No, they don't respect the work that I do at all. They don't care. They don't think what I do is cool. The one thing that is good about my workplace is that we have a giant Fresh Direct bag full of Kit Kat bars, and that's the only thing they like about what I do.
What?
They don't have any respect for me. And that's good. They're not supposed to. I think they're supposed to just know that I'm a nerd.
Oh, that's
and
so humbling.
The lady who,
my,
like,
kids better fucking like it. Yeah, like, they better like all my pictures.
No, they see me and they're like, oh, that's the pancake lady. This is the lady that just, like, makes me eggs.
I'm going to shift gears for a second.
Okay.
You had a boyfriend break your hand?
No. I tried to make him break my hand. And he chickened out. Yes. I was a really intense teenager.
Yeah.
It was really crazy.
Was it like a test? Like, if you don't break my hand, you
no,
don't love me kind of thing?
This is what happened. I'll explain. And I'll say that my caveat prior to telling this story is I'm not proud of this. So I was, like, you know, like a Catholic school gold star student. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, met this boy, and he was really bad, and he was kind of crazy. And I was like, I love you. I'll do anything you say. And we did terrible things together. And so I went through a period of, like, terrible things together.
Like
I was, like, a thief. I was really bad. It's a bad...
A
I was
thief?
About 15. Yeah, I was,
okay,
like,
Bonnie
15 years
swiping
old.
Swiping stuff or...
Here
like, cars.
It.
Whoa.
You steal cars?
Give me an air horn right now for that. That is the most.
You have lived so many lives.
I don't recommend this.
Are you
as
Jada
a path?
Pinkett Smith and set it off?
This is what.
Did you punch like a hardwire? Like what did you do? Hotwire the
we
car.
We learned how to. He was taking a shop class, and so he made. He would like cut Slim Jims for in his shop class, and then we would jack cars on the weekends, and then he would. He was like really good with wiring, and he would just like set them up so that they had a little button that we had to press just to start it because we didn't have the key. And so we would just like have cars to drive all the time. And then we would throw parties in hotels. I was like 15.
Why? Dark. You are. What? Anyway.
I'm
she
I'm
is
just like, this
life.
Is a story.
And I was pushing him into, yeah. I was like, okay, I see the path that we're on and it leads to a life of crime. So that's fine. Let's go for it. We're moving to Miami.
Stand by. So many follow-ups.
I was like,
why didn't we ask you this first?
Yeah. I mean, fear and loathing.
Wait
go
a minute.
On.
You...
Yeah, I was like, we can be professional criminals, but we have to live in Miami because the weather is better there. And so, you know...
Smart.
Anyway,
thinking it was through.
Really like gaming it out to the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And so at that point, I just started skipping school all the time, sort of maintaining my grades, but like not to my satisfaction. So I blew off all of my exams, Christmas exams one year. And I was like, fuck. Like afterwards, I was like, fuck. I blew off my exams. I'm going to fail all my classes. Okay, here's what we're going to do. You're going to break my hand. And I'm going to tell everybody that my hand was broken. And that's why I couldn't show up for the exam. And he was like, I will not do that. And I was like, you're doing it. And so... In the middle of the night. I don't know why I'm telling you. This is an awful story.
This is
I'm sorry.
Great.
This is what we want. Story.
This is all we want.
So I was like really preppy too. So I was like in a cashmere twin set with pearls. I'm like,
oh
okay.
Oh my God, Reese Witherspoon in every movie with Barbie.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Can we get finger blasted on the roller coaster?
So I was like, here's what's going to go down. It was the middle of the night. We had been up all night. I was like, I'm going to put my hand on the bumper of this car. You're going to take a huge rock and you're going to smash my hand. And he was like, I'm not doing that. Like, he was awful, but he wasn't actually that awful. And I was like, fucking do it. And he finally did it. Yeah. He like smashed it. And I was like, thank you. And then we went to the hospital and the doctors were like, did you smash your hand with a rock? And I was like, no, I slipped on the ice and I fell on top of my hand. And they were like, okay, sure. We know what it looks like when someone smashes their hand with a rock. You're a fucking idiot. And they gave me, everything was fine. I got an x-ray. It was not actually broken, but it did swell up like horribly. Like it was like a huge goose egg on my hand. And I was like, oh, great. And I went home. And I went into my mom's room, and it was honestly 4 o'clock in the morning, and I shook her, and I went, I didn't do any of my Christmas exams. I almost broke my hand. Good night. And then I went into my room, and I locked the door.
Smart.
Yeah, it was great. And then she was like, you're lost to me. I don't even know who you are. And I was like, yeah, well, I don't know who I am either. And then I was embarrassed. And then so I took Christmas vacation to be embarrassed about what I had done. So then in January, I went to a different high school. I transferred myself to a different high school. I forged all the documents.
What? No, wait.
Yes.
Wait. What is happening? Yeah. What is going on?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Is your real name CMB?
Are you real name CMB?
Yeah. Yes, it is. I forged documents, and I was like, I'm transferring to this. So I went to the new high school, and I was like, I moved to this neighborhood now, and I need to go to attend this high school. And they were like, oh, your grades seem very good, like not knowing that I had blown off all my fucking exams, and I was like a professional car thief. And I signed my mom's signature, like I had like onion paper, and I like was doing it, and I practiced it really well.
How did you know to do that with onion paper?
There was no Google.
And
how
then
did you know that?
2 weeks after, I started attending the new school, and then I was like, I woke up my mom in the night again. I was like, by the way, I changed to high school. She was like, what the fuck is going on?
I love your mom in this.
And then after that, like as soon as I started the new school, I dropped that boyfriend like a hot potato and I went back to school and I got great grades and that was it.
Wow.
It's a, I know.
Story
it was a good,
of stories.
It was a good,
I feel like I know you now.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the all four seasons of Detour is just your childhood.
Yeah. I went for it for a brief period of time, and then I reformed myself, and I've spent like the rest of my life trying to make up for that period. So
that's how I'm doing it. Adulting next level.
What if your kid wants to do that?
In New York City?
The form of rebellion that I'm positive my children will take is just to like go to accounting school and be really super straight. But they, you know, like I'm really honest with them about it because it was not, I can't.
I feel like my blood pressure just went up.
I'm sorry.
Afraid. No, that is.
I give bad advice.
I couldn't, I snuck a tampon in. My mom's like, you look different. Being the only child, too much time.
Jesus, that's cool.
What's the question? Oh.
If you're fired without cause and have access to their social accounts, should you use it? I think you've answered your own question.
Did you just make us like an accomplice? What the?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, these are good.
That's not a real question.
Okay. Oh, when is yoga basic versus self-care?
There's a come through!
I didn't know there was a line. There's a line.
I can smell the Lululemon in the audience. I was wondering where you were. I mean,
these are good.
That's not even a real question.
All right.
Let's see. Okay. How many days of the week is it okay to get drunk? P.S. I'm not an alcoholic. Smiley face. You are an alcoholic. Alcoholic with this my question. God. How many days of the week is it okay to get drunk, like shit-faced? Days? Like multiple? Okay.
I mean, I feel like you're in your 20s or early 30s because hangovers are not the motherfucking same.
No.
Hangovers feel like you've been left out in the desert. Like, your mouth is dry, but everything else is sweaty. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're moving, but you're sitting. Yeah. Everyone sounds like Adam Sandler.
To answer your question.
I don't know if we've answered or judged,
I think 2 days is okay.
Do you ever stop hating making doctor's appointments? No. I don't. Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
This says, how does one make friends as an adult in NYC?
Oh.
That's a very good question. How
it's
does
easy
one
to
make
meet
friends?
People. It's hard to
It's
have
hard
them.
To make friends.
Yeah.
It's hard to make friends.
Yeah.
Sam, what's your advice? What would you say?
I feel like you have to volunteer. I feel like volunteering is a good, because you're finding like-minded people and not just like, you know what I mean? Like you find a cause.
Yes.
Right.
Like Ultimate Frisbee or whatever. You will just meet the people who kind of like share your core values.
Yes.
Oh, how do you write jokes when nothing funny is happening in the world? And then there's a crying face. I'm showing you.
A lot of emojis, guys.
A lot of emojis. I think you have to find, well, I mean, you need catharsis. Mm-hmm. So you do your best with the material that you're, I mean, it's like a very big challenge, but you have to. Yeah. I think you have to try. Yeah. I'm looking at both of you for support.
The truth
in
is
this.
In our eyes.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Obviously, you have to try. You have
the
to.
The saddest stuff is the funniest, though.
Oh my God!
Do you know what I mean? Because you have to laugh. You have to laugh at it. That's why people are slipping on banana peels. It's just like you broke a neck, but that was funny when you went down.
It looked great.
You know what I mean?
It was worth it.
Anyways, we ask all our guests, what is the most adult thing you want to do for yourself this year?
Grown up thing, the most grown up thing for yourself.
And it could be like watching this thing or cutting that cuticle or going to that place.
Like, what do you
anything.
Do for yourself? Do you like to unwind? Do you like
what
to go?
What is the most adult thing? Oh, this is so awful. I don't even want to say it.
Say it.
I do have a goal for this year. Oh fuck.
Who wants? Shit. We want to hear it or what?
I don't even want to tell you. No, it's awful. I have to write my will this year.
Oh yeah!
That's good.
The living will?
And you know what? Though. At least you have stuff to give your children.
Yes.
That's huge.
What, you know?
It's a big adult, scary, bad thing. We tried to do it like 10 years ago and we both cried too much and we had to stop. It was awful.
Oh my God, if you're single, meet somebody from Canada. They're amazing. Yeah.
Sam Bay. Yes, 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 more yes.
Good night, we're
good night,
on.
Everybody.
This is a fun zone. So much delightful stuff, right?
Ooh, fun zone is a really good nickname for like anything on your body. But ooh. Yes, it was very fun. Mm-hmm. Chibuki Young White and Samantha Bee are everything I ever wanted and I did not know. Adulting was produced by Blakeney Schick and Odelia Rubin. The adulting team includes Joanna Solitareff, Paula Schumann, Joe Plord, Keegan Zima, Ed Haber, and George Wellington. And the live show was produced by Christian Bender! So stupid. Our theme music is by Isaac Jones, which sounds like an old black man, but he ain't. He a young white man. That's so cool. I love America. With additional music by Don Will.
Don Will.
An old black man.
Now, if you like this episode, please rate us.
Or write a review, or both. Only if it's good. Y'all, I don't have time for the nonsense. If you don't like me, just please do a downward dog and think about your life. Just kidding. But I don't want to get an ulcer and be bald.
Also, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss our next episode.
Yes, Taco Tuesday, bitch, in your ears.
Any words of wisdom, Michelle?
Oof. If you are sharing a family meal with people, mm-hmm. and there's like one last bite, there ain't nothing wrong with being like, hey, everybody, is it cool if I get this last bite? Ask. Don't take. Wow. That's fucked up.